Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Cookie, the upgraded innovation remote control thrusting male masturbator from Sohemi. So this is actually a kind of a different take on one of my favorite toys of all time, which is the Leighton Cannon King. And we'll compare these directly, but let's give the Sohemi version its fair shake. The purpose of this toy is essentially a cowgirl simulator. So it's very big. Like, you see how high my camera is. I had to put my camera pretty high. Like, I'll just rotate this. You can see the whole thing. It's a huge unit. It's not heavy, but it is a huge unit. And it has one main button. It has this remote control, which actually detaches. It slides into a groove here on the handle, so you can control it with your thumb, but you can remove it and you control it that way. I'll explain why that's not really practical, but anyway, so the way this works, pretty simple. You hold down the power button and this thing goes up and down like so, and you control it. You see the numbers? You have one and one, and you have the battery indicator here. You can hit these different buttons to move the toy like this. You can see the indicator over here. All right, so you can see it goes bottom only. Oh, all right, that's okay. Hold on. All right, so that's problem number one. Problem number one: the insert fits into this plastic thing, which is fine, but it doesn't actually snap in place. It has these ridges which go into a spiral, and they pinch, but they don't snap. So this thing comes off. You know, you get it in there, you turn it until it stops, and you know, you think you're good to go, but as we just saw, it's in there, cool. Let's see how long it stays in there. Okay, turn it back on. So you can see it's down, and then this is the whole length, and then you can make it go just up here, right? So that's that. But then there's also this side, which is numbers, and we can make it go faster. And this is its top speed. And there's number two. All right, so you're seeing the problem here. So yeah, this thing not snapping into place securely is a big problem. The other issue is, let me see if I can actually demonstrate this. There's a lot of problems with this toy, actually. The second problem is it only comes with this insert. So this insert it goes all the way through, so there's nothing to catch your jizz when you come in it. Now, other toys I've reviewed come with this insert, which has a vagina opening on one side and it's closed on the other side, right? So I really like this insert. This is the insert I like to use. It does not come with this. It only comes with this open-ended white insert. But anyway, I want to demonstrate something, but let me see if this is gonna cooperate. Okay, all right, it is secured for the third time. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna show you how, basically, I'm going to look at that. See how it's slowing down? This is because the motor doesn't actually have a lot of torque. Okay, so I'm just sticking my finger out. Right? See how? Look how I'm slowing it down with just my finger. Oh, it stopped. Oh, I overloaded it. Oh, there it goes. All right, so there you go. You see the issues here. So the motor is not very powerful. It goes fast when you're not touching it, but as soon as you start to interact with it, it starts slowing down, and you can even jam it and overload it. So the motor isn't too powerful. And without this remote control, let's say I lost this remote control, which is entirely possible. How does it control with just the one button? Right? See how it does patterns? And that's it, right? So, okay, all right, okay. So basically, if you lose this remote, you can only affect patterns, but you cannot change the speed and you cannot change the thing. You need this remote to adjust the speed and the position of the insert. The button only makes it go through patterns. Now, the good news is this doesn't take like a watch battery or something. There's a port to recharge it. That same port is on the back right here, and it uses the same cable to charge both. So you have a USB powered cable to recharge the unit and the remote. I don't know why it wasn't built in. These handles, see how these handles, there's like a groove to fit in these handles. I'm guessing the idea was make the remote removable so you can put the handles into the slots so you can make the unit more compact. However, when it arrived, it did not, the handles were not closed. It arrived in the box with the handles open. And when I try to push them down, they don't push down. They look like they should, but they don't, and I feel like I'm gonna break it. So I don't wanna force it, because I'm pretty sure if I'm applying this much force and it's not going, that's probably a bad sign. It means it's not supposed to go. So if you're gonna make the unit like this where the handles don't fold in, just have the remote built in, because having the separate unit that can easily slide off and get lost means the toy is no longer functional. Okay, let's look at the websites, okay? So here we have the Sohimi website, and you can see the cookie. It is available for $130. That's not that cheap for the fairly weak motor and the lack of a second insert. To pay over $100 is a little high, even with a coupon code. Now here's the thing, this is a knockoff of the Leighton Cannon King. So if we jump over to the Leighton website, here's the Leighton, it's $160. Now I know it says $99, that's because they have what's called the Thrusting Mini. The Thrusting Mini has a weaker, basically the Thrusting Mini is what the cookie is trying to be. The Thrusting Mini has a weaker motor, it has less torque, but it's only $100, right? But for $160, you can get the Cannon King, which is way better. This is actually one of my favorite toys of all time. The controls are built into the handle. You have like you have position controls on the right, and you have speed controls on the left. It's very intuitive, very powerful motor, and it comes with two different inserts. The blue one, which has the vagina, or the clear one, which goes all the way through. So this is, and it's just so good. Anyway, here's the thing, $160 for this, or $100 for the weaker version. Going back to the Sohimi, this is basically the weaker version, but it's $30 more. It looks like the $160, the Thrusting Pro, but it has the same power as the $99 Mini. And it's only $130, so $130 you're getting the knockoff, which has a less powerful motor, one less insert, and the thing keeps coming out. I don't know what I'm supposed to do to keep the insert from coming out of the plastic. I don't know why it can't just snap in. In fact, here's the thing. When I use the Leighton, I don't even take the plastic out. I just remove the insert from the plastic, wash it out, and then put it back in. It's not that hard to remove it. I don't know why they even made the little plastic thing removable in the first place. It's not that hard to just take the insert out of it to wash it. Anyway, this is only $160. So for $30 more, you get the real deal that's better in every way. There's no reason to, and if you want a cheaper version, if you're like, yeah, $160 is slightly outside of my price range, just get the Thrusting Mini. It's only $100. This thing is $130. And it's essentially a worse version of the $100 Thrusting Mini. But I highly recommend just not getting the Thrusting Mini or the cookie and get the Thrusting Pro from Leighton, which is $160. It's only $30 more than the cookie. Now, the problems with the cookie are, one, it needs the second insert. Two, it should have the controls either built into it or there should be a good reason why they're not. And having the controller attached to the handle and the handles not even folding in, or maybe they do fold them. Maybe I should just force it and see what happens, but I don't want to break it. I don't know. The biggest issue I was having is this plastic thing coming out. And you saw it. You saw it on the video. The plastic thing just comes out and the toy, you have to stop using the toy immediately. It's just a pain in the butt. And you're only saving $30. So, like, the Leighton is just better in every way, hands down. And it's only $30 more. If you're going to spend $130, you might as well just spend $30 more. I don't think this is a good toy for the price. I will say this. If they lower the price to $100, okay? If you lower the cookie from $130 to $99, and you throw in the second insert, right? So not just the white insert, but the blue insert as well. And you keep it to where the stupid plastic thing does not come out of the toy. Then I could recommend this over the Thrusting Mini. Because the problem with the Thrusting Mini is it's not very comfortable to hold because it's so wide. So having the handles would be superior to the Thrusting Mini. So you're not competing with this, okay? The cookie cannot compete with this. The Leighton Thrusting Pro is just better on every metric. But it could compete with this. It could compete with this because being a little bit of a bigger form factor and having the handles does give it an advantage over the Thrusting Mini, but it has to compete on price. Okay, $130 is too much. It has to be like $99. If it was $99, I could recommend it over this. But at $130, just get this. All right? So that is my verdict when it comes to the Sohimi cookie. And if you can't make the motor more powerful, if you can't add the second insert, if you can't integrate the controls in a more intuitive way, then realize you cannot compete with this, but you can compete with this. You can compete with the Thrusting Mini with the cookie if you lower the price. So you're going to have to choose which way you want to go. You want to increase the quality to compete with this, or do you want to lower the price to compete with this? And that's kind of all I have to say. So anyway, thank you, Sohimi, for sending me this toy. This is Turtflingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.